There are four economic forces trying to steal your money. Let's talk about it. All right. Sit. There are four economic forces at work against the little guy, against the average Joe. If you're out there putting in your 35, 40 a week and holding down a family, and your wife's out there putting in work, and you got daycare, and you got the car payments, you got, you know, all these things, you got braces, and you got this and that coming at you, but there's four economic forces that are pounding at the door. Now, I've been using this idea of a king and a kingdom, and a king in charge of a kingdom's got to deal with these four economic forces that are trying to steal his wealth and take his crown. And as the king, you got to get on the other side of these. You want to put these economic forces to work for you. If not to work for you, at least offset the damage that's caused by them. Force number one is called inflation. Now, inflation, see, inflation's sneaky. Here's the problem with inflation. It's so subtle. You log into Netflix and they raise the price a dollar. You get to the gas station and gas is just a little bit more. You go to buy that shirt, it's not $17, it's $19. And it's not enough that it keeps you from the activity, but as you begin to add it up over the years, months and years pass, eggs cost a dollar more than they used to cost, but you're not necessarily making any more money. Problem is health insurance, car payments, mortgage payments, credit card interest, everything is being ravaged by inflation. Your grandfather paid more for a house than you'll pay for a house. Your kids will pay more for a house than you pay for a house. I guarantee it. With 100% certainty, your children will spend more money as adults on the basic things than you spend as an adult. Now, the things may change. Society changes. What they value changes. You know, the technology changes. But rest assured, inflation will find a way to sneak in. Inflation steals. But now, there's the other side of the equation. This is where the investor can use these economic forces that ordinarily would steal a person's wealth and begin to put them on their side. See, by owning a business or investing in a business, you get to pass through inflation. So if you manufacture a car, you're going to buy component parts, wiring, copper, plastic, steel, all of these materials that are dug out and created and developed and produced all over the world. You may buy rare earth minerals from China and ship them over here to Taiwan or to India to melt them and manufacture them, and then they create giant sheets of something that they then ship back to America, right? We all get that. It's very complex fucking world, right? And inside of that is this economic force called inflation that's working against everyone. And so 10 years from now, everything that you need will be more expensive. How do you offset that? How do you prepare for that? If you're the king of the kingdom, what does the king do? He has to think outside the box. He has to look forward. Go to my Instagram, click the bio link, scroll down to where it says 10 pillars of success. Print that shit and put it on your refrigerator. The 10 pillars of success are used to hold down the kingdom. These are what the king and the queen are held accountable to. The king. I'm using that term generically. Could be a woman, be the queen. You know you. You know who's in charge. And this is the set of standards in which you hold yourself to, and one of them is think outside the box. So if we know inflation's real, and we know that 10 years from now it's going to be a problem, what do we do about it? And so we begin to position ourselves, we begin to position the kingdom, we begin to look forward and see, how do we make money? In the book, You Don't Have to Die Broke, my free ebook, I talk about wells. You're going to dig wells. What are wells? Wells bring up water. Water is symbolic for money. Money, the money flow. You're going to pull money out of the ground, out of the water. One of those would be a job, maybe a side hustle, a business you launch, your wife's job, her side hustle, real estate that you invest in. See, real estate is different than just being an investment. It becomes an actual fucking business. There's moving parts. There's inflation. And so as a landlord, when I get hit with inflation, I pass it off. I push it to my renters. Hello, Mr. Tenant. You know I'm keeping this house up. It's beautiful. I love our relationship, but I gotta let you know, the king wants a little bit more money. So your rent goes up. Sorry. It's called inflation. Most of the time, the tenants don't get it because they're getting ravaged by all four of these. I'm not. In the immortal words of Donald Trump when he was in the debates in 2016 when he's running for president and Hillary Clinton starts saying he didn't pay any taxes, Donald Trump leaned forward and said, because I'm smart. And everybody laughed. But he wasn't lying. You think he's worried about inflation? You don't think those skyscrapers go up with inflation? You don't think he charges his tenants more for inflation? You don't think he passes it on at the golf course to you when you buy a soda or a Coke? He ain't paying inflation, you are. He's on the other side of the transaction. And so you, as the king of your kingdom, got to get on the other side of the transaction. And so we need to own things that appreciate with inflation. We need to own a business or invest in business. That's the stock market. So if you're an employee, you could get a side hustle. You could start a side business, but let's say you have no interest in owning a business, then you got to invest in business. And also, I'm going to prove it when we get to number four, why you need to be investing in business. And so here we are. We're fighting inflation. So what's number two? Number two is taxes. God damn, I hate taxes. Excuse me, Lord. I hate taxes. But you have to pay them. See, part of my duty as, quote, Lord of the land, as a landlord, is to collect taxes on behalf of the king. I had this explained to me here a while back from the Texas Department of whatever. And they said, sir, I got into it. I had a little deal with I was filing my sales tax. If you're in Texas and you do business with me, I got to charge you sales tax. If you're outside of Texas, I don't have to. So I'm doing business with them. You got to file a return. It's one of the joys of being a business owner. And they get their little cut. And so the county gets a cut. The state gets a cut. The city gets a cut. Fucking Donald Trump gets a cut. Everybody gets a cut from me. I'm not paying it. The tenants are paying it. The customers are paying it. And so if you charge me more, guess what I do? I pass it on. And guess what that is? Inflation. And so the beautiful thing about being an investor, you get on the other side of the tax equation. You get to use taxes to help you build wealth that the average guy doesn't get. And so my real estate, I have 15 single family homes, 15 beautiful houses. Did all the work myself. They're beautiful, nice homes. They're all worth shit ton more money than I paid for them. How much do you think 15 houses go up every year? At 5% each house is, let's just keep the math simple. Let's say they're only worth 100,000, which they're not. Let's say it's 100,000, it's 15, that's 1.5 million. If it goes up 5%, how much is that? That's $75,000. $75,000 in my net worth went up. Was it taxed? No, it's tax free. It's gonna do it again next year. It's gonna be a little bit more. It's gonna be like 77,000, and then 80, and then 82, and then 90. And then 100. Now, what if I live 30 years and I keep buying houses? I get rich as fuck. Tax-free. Now, if you sell them, you got to pay taxes. But your friend, the government's there to help you too. The king says, because you're the Lord of the land, I'm going to help you out, bro. It's a thing called a 1031 exchange. Move all the money into there, take it, roll up, sell that house, put it as a down payment on a small apartment building. Tax-free. And we'll let the people pay for it, not you, because you're one of the chosen 7%. The 93% provide for the 7%. There's only so many kings and queens. And you have to decide what side of the register you're on. Are these four economic forces destroying you? Or making you rich? I love inflation. Just inflate the shit out of my houses. Make me worth $2 million, $3, $4, $5. Now, if you're a truck driver, do you want to hear that? You got a truck driver, you got a mortgage payment, got a car payment, got things on the kids, you don't have any stocks, you don't have any real estate. Do you want to hear about inflation? No, it's raping that guy. The reason I'm talking is that guy. You're being fucking raped. People are being raped and they're too stupid to see it. Oh, I don't know, maybe it's not they're stupid because there's a lot of smart people that are getting raped. Lots of smart people. Lots of smart people. I know many people make $100,000, $200,000 a year. They have for 10, 12, 13 years. They don't have $1 million. I turned $200,000 over a 10-year period into $2.5 million by simply following the 10 pillars of success, trading the way that I do in the money flow strategy, and doing the stuff that I talk about in the free ebook, You Don't Have to Die Broke. I've literally just shown it to the world. Here's the blueprint. No college, no certification. I'm not qualified to do anything. Except one thing. I read a book called The Science of Getting Rich, and I believed it. See, and it came easy to me because I was raised Christian. I was raised Baptist. Now, I'm not Christian now. I'm not against the church. I'm just not a believer. But there's a lot of things that are right in that book. That the faith of a grain of mustard seed can... What? You know it. Yeah. Science of Getting Rich says the same thing. Because there are some things that are universal truths. I recently broke down the law of attraction, that the law of attraction is simply the law of love. And it's so easy to understand and so fucking easy to implement that the things you love, you attract. I love real estate. I love stock trading. Love the shit. When other people, oh, it's so scary. Fuck, I wish we would have a sell-off and scare everyone. Because when other people are fearful, I get greedy. I actually take the advice and implement it. That's how I turn 200 into 2.5 million. The Bible says that God didn't give you the spirit of fear. I'm not Christian. That shit's true. Universe didn't give you the spirit of fear. You gave you the spirit of fear. Because you can be king or run. You can be king or run. Losing, forfeiting, tapping out, it's all an option. 93% work for the 7. Ten pillars of success. Pillar number 7. Think outside the box. Learn to effectively communicate with people. Other people have your money. The people who pay my taxes, it's not me. It's my tenants. My customers. I don't pay it. I don't use my money for that. I buy real estate with my money. I use their money to pay for everything else. That's the beautiful thing about the capitalist system. You get to decide which side of the register you want to be on. So now we fight inflation. We fight taxes. You got to get your shit right. You shouldn't be getting tax returns or tax refunds. You're getting a refund because you're stupid, period. I'm sorry if someone had to tell you that. If you get tax refunds every year, you are stupid. Now, one option is to turn this off and go about. The other option is stop being stupid. That's an option. Because the point and the reason and the message is to save you. To build up a whole little army of kings like me. Queens. People who control their own money. Who implement the idea of the 10 pillars of success into their life. They become a walking fucking benefit for other people. Other people feel fucking prosperous in your presence. I have given away more books than, I don't know, I've given away 10,000 books. I've changed at least one person. Faith of a grain of mustard seed, an action so small, a little tiny ripple through the universe. Man, I love Buddhism. Because inside of it is truth. Just like in Islam. Just like being a Hindu. And just like what's inside of you. You are my friend. We are on the same journey. And these same four economic forces of inflation, taxes. You got to get the taxes right. Google why you shouldn't be getting a tax refund. And number three is debt. Jesus. This is what you call cancer. And I apologize to anyone that's ever been raped, and I use that as a reference, or anybody that's ever had cancer, and I use cancer as a reference. But I need you to understand how bad it is. It's that bad. Now, no, obviously it can't compare to that, but it needs to be thought of as that bad. Because when you've racked up the fucking debt, where your family only survives if everything is perfect, and the moment you lose your job, the fucking kingdom is under attack, that is a failure of duty. That you failed on. The king should never put the kingdom in jeopardy. This is why I always say stop with your fucking HELOC loans. How can you defend the empire if you can't defend your house? And so our house is our base of operation. And so the king has to control these four financial elements that are trying to destroy the kingdom at all times. And he has to put them on his side and let the little guy get destroyed. And so the little guy eats inflation. He owns nothing that goes up. He gets destroyed in fucking taxes because the government takes it out immediately. I decide when I pay mine. Business owners decide when they pay theirs. They pay theirs quarterly, or they could wait to the end of the year. You don't get that option if you're an employee. And so you get the shit beat out of you. Inflation, taxes, and now guess what? Because of inflation and taxes, you don't have any money, so you put shit on debt to provide for your children, to give them the Christmas you'd like them to have. I'm not saying the reason is wrong. I'm saying what you did is wrong. And so now the kingdom's in jeopardy. But the kingdom, the king can't do that because the king lives under a thing called the 10 pillars of success, and he's got to hold himself accountable. And you got to get rid of the debt. The debt is the fucking enemy. It's cancer inside the walls. And you brought it there. It didn't sneak up on you. You chose it. You literally signed for it. And now your kingdom is weak. And the slightest fucking bump in the road, and you're going to be apologizing. And so you drive your kid's college fund. So your kid has to go get a fucking loan so that you can drive a $40,000 truck. Dude, I saw friend after friend after friend do this. Their parents had nice cars, big fucking trucks, and the kids borrowing $60,000 to go to school because the whole family is stupid. And they think they're smart. And the funny thing is, he's an engineer. But he's not a king. There's a difference between a smart person and a king. Heavy is the head that wears the crown. It's not easy. That's why you can't do that. People tell Drew, I want to do what you do. You don't even know what you're talking about. You don't even understand. You don't even know what that looks like, dude. You don't know what that looks like. But some do. But there's about 7% of them out there. There's a whole group of people. They're smart, 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 smart. Not intellectually. They didn't design anything. They didn't invent anything. They just actually know how to allocate money to make money inside a capitalist system. They decided to actually take full responsibility of the king and the kingdom and to control spending and to be a fucking adult and to put the needs of others before their own. And that's not easy. And that's why you have weak fathers and weak mothers. And then you have some. How many people do you look up to that you respect and you're like, man, they have it so easy. God. Kardashians just, man, they make me want to just fight evil. Or is it George Washington? Martin Luther King? Gandhi? Yeah, that looked real easy. Looks real easy getting your ass handed to you. Or Nelson Mandela, how'd you like to be in prison for 30 years? So hard to invest. Go to prison! Your wealth only will grow when you love it, when you've decided to keep it, to own it, to protect it, and to take responsibility for it, when you put it front and center in your life. Because the law of attraction is summed up in the law of love, that which you love, you'll attract. And so I love the responsibility of having 15 houses. That's my responsibility. Do you think I'm ever late on an insurance payment? Ever? You know how many renters are late on rent? How are you going to hold down the kingdom? You can't pay a phone bill on time. See, now what we're talking about is 10 pillars of success. What's your credit score? There's only one reason you have a bad credit score. One. Pillar number 10. Take full responsibility. Because financially, you don't keep your word. You say, no, Gerald, it's because of the person I married and we got divorced. You married him! Pillar number 10, take full responsibility. It's not easy to be the king. It's not easy to get into the 3 to the 7%. It's much easier to be in the 93%. That shit's easy. Just put your head down, fucking ignore it, and look up and say, 50. I don't have anything. What should I do? And that's what your dad's doing. And your mom. We love mom. Mom's awesome. Mom's financially stupid. Inside of the Bible, Jesus, God comes down and he gives one person one talent, one person five talents, and one person 10 talents. And says, do something with this. I'm going to come back and you're going to give an account. You will give an account, Mr. King, Mrs. Queen. You will give an account. You're going to give an account. Inflation. Did it ever fucking occur to you your insurance will be more in 10 years? Did it ever occur to you in 10 years your child will go to college? You know why there's this student loan crisis? Because there is no kings in America. A king's child doesn't go to college and borrow $80,000. Right? Oh, that shit got real. You mean my parents financially let me down? Yes! And you let you down. Because when you were 9, didn't fucking occur to you at 20 you need money? That's the planet we live in, dude. 9-year-olds can make money. Anyone, regardless of age, race, financial situation, or any other possible excuse you could have in the world of the internet in 2019, can do anything and get rich. We don't need to beat debt to death. When you take on car payments, you give up investing. When you take on credit card, you give up investing. Just give it up, give it up, give it up, give it up. That's what you're doing. Enough on it. Be wise, limited. If you have to take it on, make the shit hurt. Put down half on the car, finance the other half. Damn, shit should hurt, man. You don't make it easy. You don't walk in, sign, walk out, no pain. Number 4 is marketing. Big brands. The onslaught of marketing that it comes to you on your phone, in your ears, on television. The onslaught of marketing. Mother's Day, Father's Day, birthdays, Valentine's Days. And they control your money and they toss you around. And young girls treat men like dipshits because they don't spend their money on stupid things. On some made-up corporate holiday. It's gross. And we've indulged in it. And I've done it. I'm as guilty as the next. And it makes me sick. And every year I fight my family. Say, could we please just buy little kids gifts? Could we stop buying dumb shit for each other? Just have a dinner. Enjoy each other's company. But no. Every year we got to pour in. And I say, you realize someone else made this up. And they pitch it and they pound it down. And so when you begin to add up inflation, taxes are wrong, you don't have money in IRAs and SEP IRAs, and Roth arrays. You don't have any money working for you in the stock market, tax-free. You don't have ever-rising dividends. You're not collecting rents. You don't have royalties. You don't have a business or a side hustle. You're getting killed by inflation. You have car payments and credit cards, and you finance this and that and this and that. And now we get down to you partake in every bullshit offer and every sale and Black Friday and Amazon, and you just buy all this shit, and then boom, you're 50 or 40, and it's right out of my book. Help, I'm 40 and I'm broke. And every one of them I talk to say, I wish I'd have run into you 10 years ago. You didn't know it was, I mean, it's all around you, bro. It's called the money flow. All you gotta do is turn the news on and see somebody's getting rich. I mean, how the fuck is the president a billionaire? You ever go read that? Like, how did he become one? And one day this guy, well, yeah, he got $1 million. I said, really, if I gave you $1 million, could you turn it into 7 billion? Because God came down and he gave you one talent, and you still only have one talent. And he gave this guy 5, and this guy he gave a fucking million. And the guy with $1 million, what'd he do? He invested it, and he turned it into 7 billion. And what did you do with your one? And yet, pass judgment. That's not Republican or Democrat. That's just truth. He turned one into a billion. I don't give a shit if it's $1 into a billion. 10 million into a billion would be amazing. 100 million into a billion would be amazing. But 7 billion? It's off the charts. And yet people who live in judgment, credit card debt, car payments, can't manage their own checkbook, but got all kinds of political opinions on how my checkbook should be managed. Because they think or hope or want or wish that we were in a socialist society. But unfortunately, all my little socialist friends, I'm sorry, you're part of the 93, the peasants, the people who get to go work and eat inflation and eat the fucking taxes and eat debt. And then guess what? And then all the corporations will just feed you that shit over and over and over, and then you'll be 50 and broke. And the 7%, me, my friends, the kings, the queens, that follow the 10 pillars of success, that invest in stocks that are undervalued and collect cash flow and compound their wealth and invested in the land and invested it in businesses and managed it and were properly allocating it and read up on the tax code and just took on the duty of being king, prosper. Prosper. So what you think about comes about. What you focus on grows. Hey guys, this is Gerald Peters. Thanks for listening to the Science of Getting Rich podcast. As always, if you don't have a free copy of my book, You Don't Have to Die Broke, all you gotta do is ask. If I offended anyone with my terms, I'm not sorry. And 3, if you'd like to join me, we have a little trading group, little thing, whatever you wanna call it, a little tribe of people kind of trading around my strategy, trading slash investing, depending on how you wanna do it. There's a lot of room in this strategy that I use. It's an ebook that I sell. It's $25. You got to go through me to get it. Peace.